This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture and doing so today with Heidi Spahn, Global Corporate and Community Investment Leader for Corteva. But today we're talking about the Indiana Hunger Summit that Heidi has taken on. And Heidi, first off, thank you for joining us. Secondly, this is a project that you've been working on now for quite some time, first in your mind, and second, now for several months we've been trying to put this together, and thank you for bringing me along. I've been happy to be a small part of this, but first, let's talk about the Indiana Hunger Summit and where it began, why we decided to do this.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Appreciate the opportunity. And this was an idea I had several years ago, just about thinking of the state of Indiana, the challenge of food insecurity and people that don't know where their next meal is coming from, and thinking that we can do more. We can be better as a state in addressing this need. And so I had this idea to bring folks from across the entire food value chain, all the way from the farmer producer to the last mile, together to collaborate and really take a look at this challenge and be able to address it head on.
And it all kind of started through the Ag Leadership Program, a program that you and I share an affinity for. I'm in the current class. You've been in the program previously, and this was the charge. Let's find a way to make a difference in agriculture, and this is certainly a way to do that.
Yeah, Eric, the idea about the Hunger Summit I had before the Ag Leadership class, that was just an idea at that moment, right? A dream. And as I went through the Ag Leadership program and we were challenged to come up with a Make a Difference project, I thought this is a way to execute and bring this to life. Now, I was in the Ag Leadership program during COVID. And so thinking about bringing a couple hundred people together for a summit during COVID wasn't going to work. And so this idea kind of sat on the back burner for a few years, but just over the course of the last 9 months, brought some people together, including yourself, who had mentioned to me that food insecurity is important in the state and we need to collaborate and network, which really kind of brought this to fruition to say, we need to do this. Now is the time. And I got to asking myself, Eric, you know, if not me, who? And if not when, then now, when, right? So this is how this all came together.
And the now, I mean, it's coming up here a couple of weeks away. March 20th is when we're having the inaugural, I'll call it, the inaugural Hunger Summit at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. And tell us about the program. What are you hoping to accomplish in the program? Who's going to be a part of the program? Why should people take some time and come and be a part of this?
Yeah. You know, I really hope that people will take a serious look and be able to attend this day. You mentioned Indiana State Fairgrounds. I want to give a shout out to the folks at the Indiana State Fairgrounds, Cindy Hoy. They are donating this venue, the Purdue Extension Building, where the summit will be held. It is the inaugural event. So really appreciate them coming on board as, you know, we try to kick this off and maybe this becomes an annual or biannual event. But really looking at the day, which will focus on sessions and content where employees can really dive into the issues around food insecurity, explore potential solutions regarding increasing, you know, neighbors' access to nutritious food, and really thinking about how they can make a difference, how they can go back into their own community. They'll have an action plan that they can take home with them and hopefully make a difference in their own community somewhere in the state of Indiana.
We have some pretty high-profile speakers coming to address those issues. Tell us about them.
Yeah, super excited. We've got Claire Babineau-Fontenot, who's the Feeding America CEO. I met Claire several years ago when she first became the CEO of Feeding America. Claire has an amazing personal background, history, and has just been really impressed with the work she's done there. She was just actually named one of the Time Women of the Year. And so excited to have Claire join us for that keynote address and a Q&A session. Martha Hoover is another keynote speaker for us. For those in Central Indiana, probably know Martha through her restaurant, Patachou, and the Patachou Foundation and the work that she's been able to do to address food insecurity here in Central Indiana. And then in the afternoon, we're privileged to have Kip Thom, a longtime Indiana Hoosier farmer and former U.S. ambassador for the World Food Program, join us to talk about food security as national security. So super excited to have those three keynote speakers, along with some other great panelists and breakout sessions.
We're also going to be sharing some videos that have been created to really express what the issue is, what the real issue is surrounding hunger in Indiana. And again, for folks that may not really understand, this is an issue, and these videos are really looking to express that.
Yeah, there was back in 2022, there was a documentary released, David Miner and Shannon Dawson worked on, called The Working Hungry. And it was really to help people understand the challenge that individuals face, that a lot of these individuals that are food insecure are working. It's not that they're sitting at home. That's a misconception. They're really the working poor. And so this film, The Working Hungry, really provides a background for individuals to understand why is food insecurity a challenge. And the other thing that I think people may not understand is, unfortunately, food security is one outcome of poverty. And so we know that people will pay their rent or their mortgage first, right? So they can have shelter. And they'll continue to pay utility bills and other things. And at the end of the day, they'll get to where they don't have enough money for food for their family.
As part of this, Heidi, what are you hoping that people take away? What are you hoping that they come together? I mean, ultimately, we're just trying to feed more hungry people, right? Like that's the ultimate goal of this. What are you hoping they take away and they do take back to their communities?
Eric, people probably don't realize how big of an issue this is in the state. There's actually 1 million Hoosiers that face hunger, including more than 300 children. And it breaks my heart to think about there are kids that don't have nutritious food. And so the goal here is that everybody walks away with an idea, with an action plan of something that they can go do in their own communities to help one another. Part of the Hunger Summit will include an innovation showcase fair where we've invited organizations from across the state that are working in the food insecurity space. And part of that effort is to really collaborate and network with one another so that if there are organizations that are doing great things in the Northeast or the Northwest or the Southwest of the state, that somebody might be able to take that idea and say, I can do that in my own community. I can replicate that. Or even to show The Working Hungry or the latest film, The Food Insecure, and make people aware of this challenge and be thinking about what they can do on their local level. Everybody can do something to help.
You mentioned that we're bringing the entire food value chain together here, and that does start with farmers, and my audience is farmers. How do we bring farmers more into this fold, Heidi? What is the importance of bringing farmers to an event like this and having farmers be part of this process and be part of this conversation?
Yeah, great question, Eric. Farmers are at the start of the food value chain, right? And it's important that farmers and producers understand how can they give back, whether they have protein or produce. There's the ways that they can contribute into the food supply chain. The other thing that we know is there is farmers do have at some point some waste, whether it's, especially when you talk about produce, whether it's off spec or surplus. And how can we make sure that that's not left in the field as food waste, that can get into the hands of people that need it? So there's a real key opportunity here, whether you're a producer or farmer for either protein or produce, in terms of being able to give back and to help people in need.
We're going to have the links and everything available for folks to get registered for the Indiana Hunger Summit at HoosierAgToday.com. We're going to make sure all of that information is there. Heidi, what else do folks need to know about the Indiana Hunger Summit? There's the summit during the day. There's going to be a little after event as well. I mean, just a lot of things happening on March 20th that people need to take in. What else do people need to know about?
It's really, Eric, the Indiana Hunger Summit, a one-day statewide event, inaugural event, will bring together all sectors of the state's food chain to tackle food insecurity through collaboration and actionable solutions. Just the vision I had of if we can all come together, we can be better in helping tackle this challenge. Our registration deadline is Monday, March 10th, so encourage people to register sooner rather than later.